73 degrees in Chicago at 10:45. And now, while Howard Miller is on vacation, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents...
Yes?
George Watson again?
Now, cut that out, young man. Just cut that out. This is my third day on this show, and it's about time you got around to accepting me.
A thing like this takes more than 3 days, sir.
Well, you better get used to me. I'll be here for the next 2 weeks. After the great show we had yesterday, I think I can promise you quite a few more surprises, dear friends. Well, good morning, good morning. As you know by now, we call this show The Other Side of Howard Miller, meaning that instead of playing the side of the record that Howard thinks you want to hear, we flip it over and play the side we think is the better tune. An ingenious idea of my own. You know, that's one big difference between a record and Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. There is no better side to a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint. Both sides taste the same. Delicious. Ah, you just can't beat that lively, full-bodied, long-lasting Wrigley's Spearmint flavor. Cools your mouth and freshens your taste and sweetens your breath. Yeah, that's what makes it such a big nickel's worth. So why not refresh yourself right now? Enjoy a stick of delicious Wrigley's Spearmint gum as we play the flip side of Baby, Baby, Wait for Me, which, for some reason or other, Howard likes. And we listen to Peggy Lee, who, for some reason or other, we all like, as she sings every night.
I'm gonna please you
every night.
Hug and squeeze you
every night.
Hold your hand
every night.
Make you understand
every night.
I'm gonna love you with all my might. Baby, baby.
Every night.
Gonna treat you good
every night.
Just like I should.
Every night.
Gonna dream about you.
Every night.
All the things you do.
Every night.
I'm gonna love you with all my might. Baby, baby.
Every night.
When the sun goes down and the moon comes out, that's when I'm gonna yell and shout. Love you, baby, oh so mad. Just to be with you makes me glad. I'll be true
every night.
Cause I need you
every night.
You're my desire
every night.
And my heart's on fire
every night.
I'm gonna love you with all my might. Baby, baby, every night.
That cutie Peggy Lee singing a new song called Every Night. Well, wonder what kind of a time Howard's having on his vacation. As I understand it, he was renting a rowboat and rowing up to Canada. Yeah, good luck to him. He's going to have to row pretty fast to make it up there and back in a couple of weeks. Yeah, I wish there was some way I could get word to him to take a couple of extra days if he needs to. Doing this jockey-type show is certainly the most fun I've ever had. I can't understand. I just can't understand how he had the nerve to ask for a vacation. Incidentally, I've had quite a few comments on my distinguished guest who appeared on our show yesterday. Some of them were a little abusive, but you can't please everybody. Herr Hayden von Schmierkäse, the disc jockey who was popularly known as Hey Hey Hayden in Vienna, made quite a hit with our Viennese friends here in Chicago, you know. He also made a hit with me because, well, he agreed with me that although Howard prefers Patty Page's rendition of Old Cape Cod, the flip side, which is called Wondering, is even prettier. Let's show him, Patty.
I'm wondering why I'm so sad and lonely since we drifted apart. We laughed and we loved, but we said goodbye. But you're still here in my heart. The lonely nights seem to be haunting me with memories always of you. I'm wondering, should we have said goodbye? I hope you're wondering too.
That pretty? That was Miss Patty Page, who is now Mrs. Charlie O'Kern, I believe, singing a very pretty waltz called Wondering. Say, I wonder if some of you folks recognize that as the old German folk song, The Lorelei. Where are you right now, and what are you doing, if I may be so bold? Well, it's a pretty safe guess that some of you are listening to your portable radio while sunning yourself on some sandy shore, and I know a great many of you must be listening as you drive along in your car. And, of course, you mothers are probably listening in the kitchen while you get lunch ready for the kids or clean up after the breakfast crowd, according to the time zone in which you live. Well, wherever you are and whatever you're doing at the moment, you'll find added pleasure and relaxation in chewing a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Now, if you're driving, for example, you'll find chewing a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum will relieve drowsiness. If you're busy with those 1,001 household chores, chewing a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum will help relieve the tension that builds up. And if you're, well, just soaking up sunshine and relaxing, well, there's nothing to add to your enjoyment like chewing a stick of refreshing, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint. Try a stick and see how right I am. Now, I think you'll see right now, I'm about the flip side of this next record Howard left for me to play. It's called Lil's Grill on a Bally label and sung by Billy Leach, probably Chicago's top favorite male singer. Howard likes the other side, something about a mailman without shoes,
excuse
I guess.
Excuse me,
but,
a call for you, Mr. Watson.
Oh, one of my fans, no doubt. Well, I tell them to hang on a minute. I can't talk to anybody while Billy Leach is singing Lil's Grill. They'll understand.
Lil's Grill, Lil's Grill. It used to be a stop on top of the hill. Lil's Grill. There still, but the lights are dark. There's no cars parked. And here is the tale of a broken heart. Lil ran a grill on the top of a hill, where the drivers would eat their fill. Her place was known for miles all around. Her cooking brought her fame and renown. Bill found the grill on the top of the hill. He liked the cooking, he also liked Lil. She'd never seen so much man before. He took her heart right out of the door. He took her mind right off her cooking. She hung up her apron, started in looking, searching the highways over the land, yearning and burning for her truck driving man. Still is the grill, sad and lonely as Lil, closed and bolted and dark until Lil finds her bill, charms him back to the grill, to the lonesome spot on the top of the hill. Jersey City, Allentown, with some luck she'll track him down. Pittsburgh into Kokomo, missed him at the truck depot. Chattanooga, a Birmingham, heading for the Texas Pan. Amarillo, Santa Fe, had a flat along the way. Rocky Mountain, Slippery Hill, getting closer to her bill. Sacramento, San Jose, trailed his trailer to L.A. Past the light in Beverly Hill, that's where she caught up with Bill. Lil and her Bill now are back on the hill, but there's some changes around the grill. He's now the cook and she watches the till in that happy spot that sits on top, the happy spot on the top of the hill.
Well, that was Billy Leach singing Lil's Grill, which I predict will be a red-hot number. You bet.
George, the phone. It's Howard Miller.
Howard? Calling from Canada? Hello, Howard. How are you, boy?
Sick. Sick, sick, sick.
Oh, you're not feeling well, Howard, huh?
Well, I was feeling fine until I heard the show you did yesterday, George. What are you trying to do to my program?
Howard, is something wrong?
George, when I agreed to let you take my place while I came up here to Canada for a couple of weeks, you said you'd take as good care of things as possible and maintain the format of the show.
Well, Howard, I...
George, who was that impossible crumb you had on yesterday's show? That phony disc jockey from Liechtenstein or someplace.
Oh, Howard, you mean Hey Hayden? Oh, believe me, old buddy, Hey Hayden is big in Vienna.
George... So is sausage.
Yeah.
Now, look, I'm very disappointed in you. Please play it straight. Play the upside of those records I left you. Do you hear?
I hear, Howard, yeah.
Now, I hope I don't have to call again, George, because, so help me, next time I'm going to reverse the charges.
From Canada, Howard?
No more no-name guests now, George. Please remember that.
Well, Howard, I was only trying to do something to help you, boy. I just thought that, you know...
Don't think, George. Just do what you promised, and I'm going to be satisfied. Now, goodbye, George. This is costing me money. Next time we can talk longer.
Yes, Howard. Goodbye, Howard. How do you like that? Howard didn't appreciate Hey Hayden. Oh, well. Well, don't take too seriously what Howard Miller said on the phone, folks. He's a nice fella. Just doesn't understand how big Hey Hayden is in Vienna, that's all. He'll calm down as soon as he starts chewing a stick of that refreshing, delicious Wrigley Spearmint gum. And when you feel tension creeping up on you, why don't you try this wonderful aid to relaxation, too? Healthful, refreshing, delicious Wrigley Spearmint gum. Well, it's George Watson saying see you tomorrow, huh?
You've been listening to The Other Side of Howard Miller, presented by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum and featuring...
George Watson, no question mark.
This program came to you from Chicago, and this is the CBS Radio Network.
WBBM-FM, Chicago.
Unsteady from the heat?
There's nothing quite like Jell-O.